Wakey, wakey, that time again. Wednesday, though, this time around. 4 minutes past six. It's Snow FM at breakfast. Simo and Jordan.
Yeah, and Simo, I've got a challenge straight away this morning.
Oh, have you?
You see, it's one of my friend's birthday on Facebook. Facebook notified me this morning.
Happy birthday, friend.
However, this friend has a real job.
What does that mean?
Well, sort of unlike us. Like this, I mean, I'm happy it counts as a job, but I probably shouldn't.
What are they? They'd be an accountant then or something.
No, they're a school teacher.
Oh, that's not a real job.
Well, it is a real job, considering I've got lots of pictures of them on my phone drunk, and I realise that I can't, you know, it's the traditional Facebook thing. You want to share an embarrassing picture of your friend on their Facebook.
Yep.
And I'm kind of looking through going, no, because she is also friends with her principal and other teachers there, and no.
It's a tricky time, because have you noticed as well, all of my colleagues who are teachers, because we're kind of at the age where that's the first job. Like, quite often people straight out of university into the teaching job.
Yeah.
Even Hugh Jackman was a teacher before he was... Before he was Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman was a teacher. God, imagine that if your teacher was Wolverine.
Yeah, so...
I mean, you'd definitely do your homework.
Big time. But they changed their name on Facebook. He wouldn't have had to deal with that.
What, Hugh Jackman changed his name on Facebook?
No, as in the teachers of modern days, they have to change their name to something weird online because otherwise all their students will find them.
Yeah, exactly, and she has changed her name, but all of the other teachers with similarly weird and changed names have kind of worked out who's who.
Oh, they're all adults. They can deal with it.
Yeah, fair enough.
We got Billie Eilish kicking off our time together, getting deep and dark. My Lucifer is long. Illy and Robinson teaming up, Lean On Me, Snow FM Breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan with you, 22 minutes past six, and we're dealing with a toddler, right?
Yes, Simo, and one of the many reasons why you should always keep an eye on your toddler.
We said we'd brainstorm because there's terrible twos.
Yeah.
How about thunderous threes?
Ooh, thunderous
threes. You like that?
Well, that's better than anything I came up with.
Fantastic fours.
Well, that assumes that... I think that's also a movie.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Fantastic Four.
Dear. Well, you know...
Did you say Thunderous Threes?
Thunderous Threes.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, so we'll go with that.
That's better than I got, which is just Brie Threes.
No.
Which is just one of my favourite cheeses and the word three.
Thunderous Threes, I reckon, will go. So terrible twos. Anyone who has kids obviously can understand that around that age, they're not a good time.
Mm-hmm. Well, so these parents experience the Thunderous Threes... very badly, shall we say.
All right.
When they went shopping for a new car.
Okay.
They left their toddler unattended for a little bit.
No, rookies.
Turned around and realised that this toddler had scratched 10 of the cars.
Oh.
And these are the brand new cars. They're Audis as well, so they're not cheap.
So were the old car keys in the toddler's hand? Because they're like, you can play with these because we don't need them anymore.
No. The toddler had actually used a bit of ingenuity, which I like.
Okay.
Got outside, got a rock.
Oh, yeah.
And then come back into the dealership and scratched 10 of the cars. Not just kind of a line or something. Had, like, properly...
His name?
Got him, like, drawn a smiley face and, like, a tree and, like, pictures in all of them.
Wow.
Of which the company was not happy for.
Does insurance cover that?
Well, I think you have to own the car to get insurance on the car. I'm pretty sure you can't get insurance on a car that you do not own.
What I meant was the dealership.
Oh, the dealership's insurance.
Yeah, you'd hope so.
Well, obviously not, because they billed the parents for 41 Aussie dollars.
Oh, right, okay.
For the damage to the car, because they say now that they're scratched, they have to be repainted.
Yeah.
And therefore they can't be sold as new, because they're not new, they've been repainted.
Wait, so how much did they charge them?
$41,000.
Oh my goodness.
Is the bill.
Wow.
That's how much it costs.
That kid, once it becomes more sentient, mum and dad are going to have words with it 5, 6, 7, 8 years down the track. Well, plus, the 21st is going to be mad.
Well, I think we know something for sure.
What?
Which is that kid's probably not going to university because that was its university fund. All gone!
Yeah, straight on the hex debt.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Jonas Brothers, Only Human. Yeah. 3 years of age. Causing that kind of damage, they would have taken photos, because if something like that happens, you're going to make sure that the 21st birthday, when that rolls around...
In 18 years' time, this is going to be hilarious.
Yeah.
Now, when they're faced with that bill, maybe less so.
Not so funny. Jonas Brothers, Only Human, Snow FM. Zed, Maren Morris on the vocal there, the middle, Snow FM. At breakfast, 8 minutes en route to 7 o'clock.
And Simo, one of the world's biggest burger chains has released a vegetarian burger, but with one slight issue.
Yeah.
This burger is not actually vegetarian.
Yeah, it's always a bit of a problem when you run into some false advertising, but it's a trend as well of late. going to plant-based alternatives, even for big burger chains?
Oh, no, it's not like a plant-based. Not like one of these plant-based fake meat type burgers.
Okay.
This one, the patty is made up potato, peas, corn, carrot, and onion. Mm. But the reason it's not vegetarian is due to its cooking method. It's cooked in the same place as they use to cook the chicken. It's fried in the same deep fat fryer.
That's always the tricky thing when you invite vegetarians around for barbecues around Christmas time as well. Mm-hmm. You've got to have separate plates. Or give
have
it a good
separate barbecue.
That's it. Give it a good scrub.
Exactly. But yeah, so some of this company is copying a fair bit of flack over it.
Okay.
And I reckon fair enough. So, I mean, if you want to be vegetarian and you want a vegetarian burger, why not just make another fryer? It's not tricky, is it?
BYO grill? Is that what's happening now?
Well, I mean, now it could be a bit tricky to get through the drive-thru.
That's a great point.
But yeah, but Simo, burgers are something that you and I are very passionate about.
Yeah.
Yeah, so much so that would you ever eat a vegetarian burger?
Yeah, so definitely. So is this one that, is it supposed to taste like meat?
No.
Ah.
Why? Are you about to go on a rant about plant-based meat that is supposed to taste like meat?
No, I was just...
Should I pretend it is for the purpose of this?
Yeah, I was just intrigued by all of that because I've been seeing of recent times all your big burger chains are doing your plant-based alternatives, but they're then still getting it to taste like meat, which is fine. But then it's kind of one of those pseudo-lying things where it's something that tastes like something else to your body, but... You know it's a lie.
Yeah.
So you're consuming a lie for pleasure, which, I mean, you know, that's fine.
Have you tried any of these kind of plant-based fake meats?
No, actually faking, I've heard, it's quite weird.
Yeah. No, I haven't tried any either, but I kind of want to.
If you've tried faking, give us a buzz. 64572977. Would you do it again?
That's a good question. I mean, considering I haven't eaten any, I can't say whether I do it again or not.
And I'm going to let you know about a vegan barbecue that I cooked relatively recently.
A vegan barbecue.
It's quite something. Imagine Dragons first, though. 7 o'clock news, sport and weather is on the way. It's Simo and Jordan just hanging out. It's a tricky thing, a vegan barbecue, but I
imagine it would be.
I raised to the challenge.
Oh, big call.
More on that next. Snow FM breakfast, 2 minutes on the way to 7. It's time. Imagine Dragons. And you've brought vegans to the table this morning, Jordan.
Well, Simo, I brought vegetarians to the table this morning after a burger was released by one of the world's biggest fast food restaurants.
Mm.
The vegetarian burger actually turned out not to be vegetarian due to being cooked in the same area as the chicken burgers were cooked.
If you're going to go veggie, just go the whole hog.
You reckon?
Or not the whole hog, because is also meat, but go vegan.
Go the whole tofu-shaped hog.
There you go. Basically, one of my ways of getting in on social circles is I am quite the magic man on the barbecue.
I see.
Good with a spatula, good with the tongs.
I mean, you're talking yourselves up there and, you know, Aussie men, our barbecue skills are one thing that we pride ourselves on.
I also have a Hawaiian shirt that gets whipped out around this time of year.
But what are you? Are you like a 40-year-old dad or something? You command a barbecue with a Hawaiian shirt. Do you have a wide-brimmed cricket hat as well that you wear?
Only in my soul. But, so there was this colleague that I was looking like, yep, we're going to be mates. It's all going to be good. Rocked up to the barbecue, found out he was a vegan. Ooh. Okay, right. So now you're sensing the issue.
Well, I mean, okay, probably should have told you that he was a vegan before just rocking up at the barbecue.
That's right.
Side note.
Mm, yes.
Continue.
But he did come through with the fact he'd provided his own food.
Oh, okay.
Right, so he's rocked up to it. I mean, it takes a bit off my plate in regards to being able to be impressive because he's provided his own food. However, one of the ingredients that he brought along did need to go onto the barbecue.
I see. What was it, like vegan sausages or something
you
like that?
You know it. Gotcha. How good. All right. So I'm like, okay,
I mean,
sweet.
You say that as if it's a surprise, Simo. It's a barbecue.
Yeah.
Sausages at a barbecue. Oh, my God. No one's ever done this before.
But vegan sausages I wasn't familiar with.
Yeah, but, I mean, they look the same.
So I give the barbecue a clean, make sure I do those first.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so I'm cooking those away. And, geez, they're a bit of a weird thing because they're plant-based. They're not cooking the way I'm used to. They're kind of, I'm going to have to turn them a lot quicker in order to get, like, a nice, thorough cooking around them. And then by the end, because they were on first, they were cold by the time that it was time to eat with this new prospective friend. I was like, oh, no, I've stuffed this up.
Friendship ruined.
It's not going to happen for us. Turned around. I was about to present the poorly cooked vegan sausages to the table. Everything else was fine for the meat eaters.
Mm-hmm.
Turned around, he's eating them straight from the packet.
Oh, so you didn't actually have to cook them?
Don't need to cook them. Vegan, plant-based.
Nevada the Max, No FM Breakfast. Simo and Jordan with you this morning.
And Simo, it is summer here in Australia, and one thing that Australians do in summer is play a bit of cricket.
Oh.
Now stick with me.
Yeah.
Because I know that cricket isn't everyone's cup of tea, shall we say.
I once fell asleep in a Mexican wave during the cricket.
I mean, it's not uncommon to fall asleep at the cricket. Like, I'm a cricket fan. I can understand why people fall asleep.
As soon as there's a Mexican wave at an event as well, they know it's not really about what's happening on the pitch. Like, it's not about the game at that point. And that's what I find about cricket quite often.
They often talk about what's happening outside of the cricket.
That, and also everyone's there not for what is actually happening in the middle of the big oval. Everyone's there for the beers.
Yeah, more or less. But yeah, so Simba, I know that cricket is not everyone's cup of tea. And the reason I bring it up is because of what happened at a cricket match in India overnight, which has gone viral.
Oh boy. All right.
Now, Simo, one thing that we have to deal with in Australia is snakes.
Yes.
However, not often on the cricket ground.
No, not from memory. Haven't seen any lately.
That's normally something as well that people in India don't have to deal with. However,
alrighty.
Overnight, a cricket game, a Ranji Trophy match between two teams that I don't want to try and pronounce because I'll probably get them wrong. But this was a professional cricket game in India, had to be delayed because they were just about to start off. You know, all the fielders are in place, the batsman's there, the bowler's ready to go. And all of a sudden, there's just a snake on the pitch.
Oh, dear.
It's just slithering across.
How did they deal with it? Did they sweep it away? Maybe they pulled it beyond short leg.
Are you trying to do cricket puns?
Yeah, that's what I was going for.
Well, no, Simo, they used, and I've got the technical term here.
Did they forward drive, or did they use their forward defence and just wait for it to go on its merry way?
No, they just raised their bat and it just kind of went through to the... Felt bad for the wicketkeeper who had to catch it.
Oh, that's all good.
But no, Simo, they've got... this is the technical term.
Okay.
Players shooed the snake away. We're shooing something away, like... If it's a fly or something, or, you know, you're out and about and you might see a kangaroo hopping, you know, you kind of cup your hands, shoo, get out of the way. When it's a poisonous snake, I want something a bit more technical than just shooing it away.
Yeah, I've had not great experiences shooing animals in general. They don't like it.
They don't like you.
No.
Animals don't like to be shooed.
No.
But sometimes they do have to be shooed.
You remember when there was that trend of people literally getting shooed?
Like what? When has a person ever been shooed?
I think the Australian Prime Minister at one point, George W. Bush over there in America, when they take off their shoes and throw them.
Oh, I see. Oh, someone... Sorry, I see what you mean. So I thought you said shoe as in shoe, get out of the way. But you're talking about that time someone actually threw a shoe
at
George W. Bush.
That's more likely about how I would go about shooing a snake, because you don't want to get too close because they can strike at you from quite a distance, I imagine. So... if you're going to just kind of try and shoe it, just use maybe...
use a shoe? Also, I think about it. You're playing cricket. Just get the batsman to do it. He's got pads on. He's got gloves. He's got a helmet.
True. Yeah.
He's going to be fine. I am disappointed, though, that this snake wasn't wearing a little cricketer's helmet. Oh, I would have liked that. Just get in the spirit of cricket, you know? If you're going to rock up...
dress for the occasion.
Arguably probably didn't pay for a ticket. Dress for the occasion.
Cool on Me on Snow FM at breakfast. Starly with that one. If you want to catch up with our chat with Starly, you can find that at snowfm.com.au. But right now, what are we dealing with, Jordan?
Well, Simo, I had a little slight issue with my phone bill, so I had to give the company in question a phone call.
Oh.
Which involved me being on hold. And being on hold, I think it's literally the worst thing in the world.
The longer it goes on... the longer it seems.
Because you're just, like, sitting there on the phone listening to, like, crap hold music, like, well, like this.
Oh, I've had this one.
Like, no one likes hold music.
It's like running a marathon in slow motion, which is the only way I'd run a marathon.
Oh, yeah, and in segments as well, so you don't have to do it all in one go. But it's like, I know that people have got, like, different tastes in music, but, like, no one's going out and getting their friend for Christmas, like, 101 best hold musics.
No.
And someone's going, oh, yes, it's exactly what I wanted, thank you.
Oof, it's not a good time. Get rid of that.
Yesterday afternoon, I was stuck listening to that for like 45 minutes to an hour or so.
Right on.
And it was just driving me insane because the actual problem with my phone bill, it was, as soon as the bloke picked up, it was fixed within about 2 minutes, which is so frustrating that you're sitting there waiting for so long for a phone, for a conversation, which literally took 2 minutes. And then it was just like, oh, yep, sorry, yeah, our mistake, yep, click a few buttons, good, that's fixed. That was all it was.
Okay.
So, Simo, I am putting the call out to all companies that use hold music.
Yeah.
So we're talking what internet providers, phone providers, Centrelink, all these companies
Everybody.
That involve people on hold, putting people on hold to adopt this system.
Okay, what's the idea?
Now, we've already got the system where if you don't want to stay on hold, they can kind of say, okay, well, we'll give you a call back when we're ready.
Yeah.
But I find with them, often when they call you back, you're still on hold for like 5 minutes.
Oh, dear.
So it's less, so that's better, but I reckon it could be perfected by this. Am I okay? You ready?
Mm-hmm.
I call it the hold music quiz.
Oh, yeah.
So what it is, so you call up and you are put on hold, you get the option of just using the traditional hold music and listening to this for an hour or so. Or I reckon what they should do is just record a whole load of multiple choice, just general knowledge questions, ask you, so like for example, so who is the current president of the United States? And then, you know, press one now for Donald Trump, press two for Eddie Maguire, press three for a teddy bear.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And then if you answer the question correctly, you get bumped up in the queue.
That is genius. I am actually so here for that.
See,
that
I reckon
is gold.
I reckon that would not only make waiting on hold bearable, I reckon that would make it arguably fun. The fact that eventually someone would pick up and say, hello, welcome, how may I help you? And you go, oh, no, it's fine. I was just here for the quiz.
Better than that. They pick it up. They're like, hello, how can I help you? You're like, yes, I reign supreme. Because you've added a survival of the fittest mechanic to that, which means the people that are not getting any questions right and never getting through.
Yeah.
That's gold, Jordan.
I know.
Trademark that quickly now.
Quick,
don't tell anyone.
That.
No, don't tell anyone else.
Well, we sort of just have.
This is Beck Dreams, Snow FM, Breakfast, Simo, Anna, Jordan.